and Darren.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway, huh?
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Doing live!
Yeah, we are. Live, local, late-breaking, we're everywhere you want to be. The Top 5 Things is brought to you by the Nacho Radio Podcasting Network, or at least it's on the Podcasting Network. In fact, I would say it is the Nacho Radio Podcasting Network.
Speaking of baseball,
yeah,
I understand that the White Sox went out and got a catcher,
spent
like $5 million on him, the biggest contract in the history of the team.
$70 million, buddy.
$70 million.
Yeah, they're gonna
for him.
They're going to be spending a lot more money. I'm very excited.
But it's nice. You get a catcher who's under 30. And
What are you doing here? What's your joke?
I don't know.
Why do you want to do this?
It's 4 months from baseball.
Well, pitchers and catchers in 3 months. Less than, buddy.
Let's just everyone take a deep breath.
Listen, can we address the elephant in the room?
Which is what?
And by elephant, I mean that big, bold, beautiful Cuban elephant. We did it, everybody. We did it.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
I don't know if you heard, but they put out the lineup for the Mississippi Valley Fair and playing on Saturday.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. 305. Pitbull is coming to town. We did it, you sons of bitches.
We did it. He'll be up there on the flatbed.
That's going to be fantastic.
Now, if they don't have your favorite Nacho Radio hosts...
Yes. I mean, we did everything we could to bring him to town.
If they don't have those two introducing Mr. Worldwide, something's wrong.
Yeah.
There needs to be a new revolution.
I agree. Take to the streets like we did in the 70s, because these bar owners are hurting.
These fairgrounds are hurting.
We will have details. A lot of you are wondering where the Dave and Darren pre-concert party is going to be. We'll have details as it gets a little closer to the show.
Probably in a men's bathroom somewhere near the fairgrounds themselves.
At the St. Paul Airport. I don't know. The one by Snoopy. Come on in. It's going to be fine. Yeah, very excited.
Pitbull
coming
to town.
At
the fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No classic rock act this year. The only rock act is Shinedown coming back to town.
Well, there's a Sunday opening, from what I understand.
So you think that'll be the...
I don't know if that, but yeah. from what I saw, they've got it all filled up except for the day they cleaned the grounds.
Well, that doesn't tend... The Sunday show doesn't tend to be like...
They used to do that with the Orion Fall Festival.
Really?
Which they would do. The Fall Festival would run Friday through, well... It was Labor Day.
Yeah.
They'd run it Friday through Monday, and they'd have the flyer and everything. Okay,
this
is what's going on Friday. You know, all the rides are starting. There's going to be a pork chop dinner. There's going to be a teen dance.
All the fixins.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, it was like volunteer pickup, volunteer cleanup on Monday. It's like, you don't...
We went to the fair this year.
You're trying to make it sound like it's a... It's a four-day event.
We went to the fair this year. I got to introduce Tesla for my other job. And as we were walking around, I decided, we'll make a family day of it. I'll take the family out there to the fair, and then I'll do my hey, everybody. Hey, are you guys ready to rock? Hey, get ready for Tesla.
I am the news talk guy.
Hey, everybody. Before Tesla comes out...
Everybody was involved. Everyone knew.
They were all in the loop, everybody. That's
everyone,
all I'm
saying. Everyone.
Don't listen to me. Listen to Sondland.
Everyone was in the loop. Now, excuse me, but I've got to get my goofy face back to Brussels.
I was just... I was just there just to say, hey, are you ready to rock and get ready for Tesla?
Are you ready to rock?
So anyway, I'm telling you this because we're walking around and they've got flyers up there at the Mississippi Valley Fair that says we're looking for people to help us tear down the rides. You can make extra money tearing down the rides.
Even if you don't know how to tear down a ride.
So
don't you need to know how to tear down a ride so you can put it back up again?
Apparently they'll walk you through all that. They were shorthanded and they needed some local folks to help them tear down. and it was like you could make up to $50. And my boy reads the flyer. I didn't even see it. My boy reads the flyer.
He wanted in on that, huh?
Well, funny thing. This is what he says. He goes, "Hey, Dad, you could make some extra money.
How about you do it?"
He had no interest in showing up, being a carny for a day. "Hey, this is what I think of you. Why don't you be a carny for a day, make a little extra scratch?
You know what I would enjoy? Real Pringles."
Yeah. "How about you do something that makes me proud for once?" Of course, this was before I was an national champion.
And then you do that sort of thing, and then you shave off your beard and throw it in the backyard.
Well, it's probably in the neighbor's yard after the winds we're dealing with.
No kidding.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't see it back then. There was some talk
of there was a lockdown at the White House because there was some sort of
flock of birds.
Okay, so it wasn't the balloon from the Festival of Trees.
No, but that's they think it might be up near Galena or Dubuque.
Oh, it could be farther than that.
But with the winds we're dealing with now, as we're sitting here in the Capriati studio doing this podcast for you, we're dealing with wind gusts of like 50 miles an hour.
Now, the information I have on that particular balloon is that
about $1,500 for that.
$1,500. There were a variety of people, holding the balloon.
Yeah, they're supposed to tie it to sandbags.
And apparently what happened was one person ended up hanging on to it.
Oh no.
One person was hanging on to it and it was starting to lift them
up. Oh no.
And so that person thought, "No.
I'm not going up
for this."
Yeah. That sounds like the sort of thing that would happen to you.
Because we saw it, because we were like the last ones to go, and these were like the first people to go. Mm-hmm. And so they were already back by the time before we even started. And then there it goes.
A friend of mine was listening to our last podcast, and he said, you saw Darren on the parade. Did that tick you off? And I'm thinking, like, tick me off? What, like Darren was on television and I wasn't? I go, no, he was on. It was just for a second, but why would that tick me off?
You weren't even sure it was me. You saw Chappie and you saw Ron.
Right, right. I kind of put together, like, I bet Darren's there is really what it was.
He's the one pulling the wagon.
Right, because did that tick you off, Darren being on TV? I go, why would that tick me off? He goes, well, just think about it. He's on TV for like a second. You see the whole thing. He still hasn't watched a single episode of Brood.
That's not true.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't ticked off.
Until
now. But now I am. I don't know what's going to soothe my nerves. Oh, wait, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Listen, you heard it here first, and I have been the first to tell you when it's going to be a crap year.
I wonder if
2020 is going to be the greatest year of our lives.
Yeah.
Greatest year of our lives, Petra.
I wonder if they haven't scheduled a Sunday act. Because they're pretty sure the fairgrounds won't remain.
There will no longer be a fairgrounds.
It's tore it to pieces last night.
This will all be hemp fields in a year. That's not a bad choice. Well, I've got a story about that in the top five things. You want to get ready to the top five things?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Did I catch you unawares?
No, hit me.
Hi, baby girl.
Sorry, that's not the right button.
Top five.
I'm a little distracted by Mr. Worldwide coming to town.
The top five things is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. And now through Christmas Eve, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, their holiday sale is going on, offering additional savings off their already low sale prices. You spend $100, you're going to get an extra $20 off. Spend $250, it's an additional $50. Spend $500, you get an additional $100. And you spend $1,000, you get an additional $200 off. Make the holiday sparkle without busting your budget. Spectacular Christmas savings now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, again on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport.
Is that where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
Yes, and yes, that's exactly what's going on. Experience the wow factor and choose from their unique selection of fine and fashion jewelry now at spectacular savings. If you're looking for the perfect ring, a special gift, or a stocking stuffer, take advantage of these spectacular savings at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Don't forget, coming up this Saturday, it's the Small Business Saturday.
Oh, right.
And
on.
They're going to be open from 10 till 3 with a, enjoy this, a free mimosa bar.
Terrific.
That's right. Get loose and spend some money. They'll be open on Black Friday from 10 till 5:30. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has extended hours now through Christmas Eve.
That sounds great.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna. Their homemade recipe is made fresh daily. It's absolutely delicious. Also, try one of their cheese subs. Choose any combination of provolone, white American, or Swiss cheese as well. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Be sure to download their loyalty app and get free food. And of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one on our top five things. Hats off to Aaron Smith, who's in the news. Aaron Smith is a young man.
Hats off to Larry.
Hats off to Larry. Is that Del Shannon?
Yes.
The point of that song was that Larry stole my girlfriend, but she was a bitch, so thanks, Larry, for doing it. Was that the whole point of that song?
Thanks for
getting her off my hands, Larry. It's a different take on things. This guy's
thanks
31 years
old.
Thanks
for saving me the anguish.
Aaron Smith, 31 years old, lives in North Carolina, and he was not happy with the way dating apps work. Dating apps are problematic for this young man. He decides, you know what, it's time to do something about it. I will create my own dating app. I call it Singularity.
And so your only option is me.
Yep. He's the only guy.
I tell you what, I'm going to get rid of this competition real quick.
He's the only guy.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you swipe, it's just different versions of his picture.
I'm just in a different outfit.
That's exactly it. The biggest problem with the way apps work is, you know,
here I am on a balance beam.
I got to compete with other guys.
No, I'm not doing that.
And I'm thinking, well, if I were to...
The other guys out there, a large percentage of them, are better than I am. Right. I can't do that.
Why would I put up with that?
They're more successful. They're better looking.
Yes.
They have a better temperament.
Yes.
They're just better people.
That's it. So I've created Singularity. It's a dating app simplified, he says.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only match.
I'm your only option.
Here's the thing. It's working.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Because chicks think, well, this guy's at least good with technology, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
He could probably...
He knows how to do this.
Help me program my VCR or whatever the devil it is young people do. I don't understand how it works.
Help me plug in the refrigerator.
How does any of that work? So, yeah, congratulations. Coming up with an app that solves at least one problem
maybe,
for him.
Maybe he could fix the ice maker.
Two.
Well, you just got to shake it a little bit. That's all you got to do. They get clogged in there because of the humidity.
You just kick it like the Fonz.
Wow, Aaron, you're really smart. Yeah, a lot more than just, you know.
Very, very singular purposes.
Singularity. Our next story comes to us from Pennsylvania. This audio courtesy of WNEP 16, the news station. This is in Lackawanna County, where police had to break up a fight between two people. Brother and sister.
That's a fight.
Yeah, brother and sister.
You need two.
What do you suspect they were fighting over?
This time of year?
Yeah.
Turkey leg.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Let's let WNEP ABC 16, the news station, fill you in on what this brother and sister were fighting about. To the point the cops had to come and break it up and throw them both in jail.
Arrest two people in a bizarre and dangerous incident. As Newswatch 16's Britt Purdy shows us, a brother and sister are now in jail, all because of an argument over who got to ride shotgun.
Now has
now people are so stupid.
I don't care where I sit, as long as I don't have to drive.
Brother and sister
don't
arrested.
Don't make me drive.
Over an argument.
Who was the third person? Or was it just the two of them?
There wasn't even a driver. There was. this really
you
doesn't
mean you
make
guys,
any sense.
You guys were arguing about who had to drive? No.
Stupid!
Y'all so stupid!
We were arguing about who got to ride shotgun.
Workers in Oliphant were setting up the borough's Christmas tree when they witnessed an altercation in a vehicle. Three people appeared to be fighting in the car, the woman in the passenger seat pleading for help.
They called me and said that there's a girl, they're keeping hostage in the car, and she's screaming for help and yelling, and there was altercation going on in the car. They kept eyes on the car.
According to police, 27-year-old Brett Brzezinski and his girlfriend picked up Brzezinski's younger sister at work. That's when 20-year-old Brianna Brzezinski became angry with her brother about where his girlfriend was sitting.
Over, so who was going to sit in the front seat? You believe that?
It's really over the front seat.
No comment. No,
police say Brett Brzezinski led them on a half-mile car chase through Oliphant and into Blakely.
The girl was hanging out of the car. They had her.
Must have been
the
right there
car.
On the border.
The car was heading toward, you know, they got a big curb there, 2-foot curb. The girl's head was out.
After getting caught in a traffic jam near the anchor in Blakely, police ordered the man out of the car.
Near the anchor, by the way, it's a big, giant, stupid anchor in the middle of town.
Well, hey, listen,
Pennsylvania. Oh yeah, that's right over nearby the anchor.
Remember when they wanted to put that big pin down in downtown?
Yeah, I do remember that. They wanted to put a giant, like, post-it pin on the river so that people could take selfies. Yeah, argument over who gets shotgun. And now the brother and sister, the girlfriend stayed out of it to the point where she didn't get arrested, at least.
What age do you start calling shotgun?
I still do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's where you want to be, huh?
It's just a habit.
Navigator.
It's just a habit that I've never grown out of.
Shotgun! What are you, 12?
Well, that's the problem too. When I go out with my family, when I go out with my family and I call it, the 10-year-old
that just means I don't want to drive.
The 10-year-old will get at me and goes, "You know, I legally can't sit in the front seat till I'm 12."
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's still in the back seat, huh?
Until they're maybe it's 14. Yeah.
Man, we stood up in the front seat.
Well, yeah, you did. It was a different time.
4 years old.
It was a different time. There were no kids' seats. What are you going to do? You want to get into number three? You want to take a phone call? You have to
good? I got to take this call. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. My phone now is getting smart to just like say, okay, this is spam. I'm not answering. That's something that's just started in the last week, and I love it when it happens.
I didn't put a call into TMI.
No. Is somebody calling in saying that you're giving TMI?
Well, here's the thing. I can't afford these holiday hours. Maybe there's a problem that I'm not aware of, but we'll take care of this later.
Not now.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Both of those make a great holiday gift. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And apparently they've left a message for me. And the podcast, are you sure that garbage disposal is working? Try it again. The podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean as well. Become one today and you'll have access to everything we've ever done, including specialty programming. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get the Bobby grilled, whatever your favorite sandwich is. The grilled. You can get a grilled Bobby.
Oh, see, that's trouble because I'm on kind of Bobby probation for the next week or so. Well, just because I'm going to have enough turkey over the next week, right?
Can I see the turkey?
It's just a little breast. It's not a big deal. Okay. It's very, very low key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed of. just leave me alone. You're not.
In what way is that a joke?
You're not looking at my tiny turkey breast.
Don't make me whip it out. I'm so self-conscious.
Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and of course mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
It's a last minute.
That's fine.
There wasn't even supposed to be turkey number one, let alone a breast, but here we are.
Why did
three.
Okay. Don't.
Don't even try, because I know you'll nail it. You'll nail it on the first guess.
You won't. Left with hundreds of tapeworms in his chest.
On purpose?
And in his brain.
Oh, yes.
43-year-old Chinese gentleman who was suffering from seizures and loss of consciousness went to the doctor. He couldn't shake these symptoms for weeks and weeks. And they said, we know what the problem is. You have hundreds of tapeworms in your brain and your chest.
Now, how's that?
How did he get it?
Yeah.
Well, probably from eating contaminated pork.
Oh, that's no good.
Or undercooked pork.
I just couldn't stop. It was so good.
Well, but if it's undercooked, you shouldn't start. The patient's known as Zhu Zhangfa, and he ate undercooked pork contaminated with a parasitic tapeworm. They say different patients respond differently to the infection.
So you're saying I might be able to handle it?
Oh, I'm sure you've built up an immunity to anything. At this point,
a lot of things.
I'll say this.
Not like everything.
A tapeworm that gets into you, I say a prayer for the tapeworm.
Doesn't stand a chance, does it?
No.
What is this guy feeding me?
The larvae entered his body through the digestive system and then traveled up through his bloodstream. Officially diagnosed with something called cysticercosis and neurocysticercosis. They gave him some drugs to protect his organs from further damage. But again, they'd already started eating his lungs and his brain. He's said to be doing well after 1 week, but the long-term effects of having worms in his brain and in his lungs, you know, probably not the best. Probably not the greatest idea.
There was
cook your pork all the way through.
I thought Swag was coming over here, and then I looked over, and it was Jenny, and you know how I knew it was her? Because she had a shirt on.
He refuses to wear a shirt.
I know it.
I mean, you've noticed this, right? Like, every time you come to the house, it's like I got Josh Todd from Buck Cherry in my house. It's this weirdest.
Man, it's crazy.
No, he's comfortable, whatever. No, I keep offering him shirts, and he says no. So what are you going to do? You got to make their own decisions.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I would like to have walk around without a shirt on.
Can't talk into
right?
it.
the one's not interested. It's Freaky Friday over here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Thanksgiving. We're yes. here doing this show the day before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day Spectacular. Yeah. Spooktacular is what it is.
I'm going to be posting on my Twitter. I found the Thanksgiving
shirt. After the podcast, we'll be making our way to Modern Woodman Park, dropping turkeys.
That's another one of our brilliant ideas.
Out of the field. Maybe this year we'll actually hit Davenport.
Well, this is a big hit from Kiva Confections. I guess this is a big hit this year. THC infused turkey gravy.
Absolutely.
They say Thanksgiving is one of the best days
of
the year.
Not too much.
Filled with an overflowing table of food, football, and quality family time. Bears-Lions tomorrow.
Do we get to see all three games or just the first two? Does the third one end up on the NFL Network? Although it seems like this year you've been able to see all the Thursday games, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
Does every network get a shot at it this year?
I have Amazon, and I think the Thursday games are on Amazon as well. I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Bears looking to go 500.
Can I tell you, I did something this
year? I had that Baltimore game.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're sitting pretty.
Well, I'm still like negative 50.
I had something happen this year 2 weeks ago in Cover 5 that's never happened
in
the history of Cover 5, personally. I forgot to put in my picks.
Ooh.
I didn't put in any picks.
Ooh.
I just had a lot going on
that
week.
Way to go, Lee Verner.
I know. I had a lot going on, and I looked to go check out my picks. Actually, I did get one pick in. I had the Kansas City Monday night game, which I don't think I even got that right. But I only got one I only had one pick available to me. I went to check on Sunday to see how I was doing.
So
and
you're set
like,
for this week, though?
Yeah, I am set for this week. I feel good about my picks this week.
So that what cost you 40 points?
Yeah, wasn't good.
Negative 40?
Yeah, wasn't good. Now, it's possible that I did better that way than making picks. Yeah. Who knows? THC-laced turkey gravy, something that's showing up on the tables of people that are hip to the trip.
Sure.
Kiva Confections is the largest cannabis edibles brand in these United States. and they've launched a limited edition fast-acting cannabis-infused gravy.
How fast-acting?
It comes in powdered form. I just put it right in my gums. Just like any regular old grocery store gravy. Does gravy come in powdered form?
It can, sure, of course. You've never had dry gravy that you mix with water to turn it into a gravy?
You know I'm relatively new.
That's true. And salad dressings. You can do the same thing with salad dressings. You would just basically have the salad dressing, and then you would add oil to these dressings.
Okay.
I get it. You can do that.
I get it. I'll never forget how proud you were when I put together on the air that gravy is just liquid meat.
It is liquid meat.
Look at you. You figured that out all on your own.
You really did.
They say it will. You want to know how fast it acts? The special ingredients in this THC gravy will absorb directly into the soft tissue of your stomach.
Sure.
Taking effect within 2 to 15 minutes.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Gravy.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to overdo it thinking that this gravy isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have too much gravy in you.
You probably also don't want to dose your family. Like, you should let people
know.
Some
you might.
This is.
Some you might.
Best Thanksgiving ever. I dosed the family.
You shut their mouths.
Right? We turned the game off and we just turned on Pink Floyd's The Wall and we just made a Thursday out of it.
Put on their collective works. Pink Floyd's The Later Years. You know, that's a thing.
The later years?
Yeah, they've got a...
So like you're listening to Division Bell?
You get Division Bell. I think it probably starts with Momentary Lapse of Reason.
Okay.
And then, you know...
What's your take on those later day Floyd albums?
Not as good.
I'm just not a big Pink Floyd fan in general. They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
Just not as good.
I don't go crazy for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, Roger Waters not being there didn't help.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean,
but you got to understand.
You
for
might
me,
want to check out the David Gilmour solo records.
Right, I love that the David Gilmour solo record. The first one is better than the second one, right?
They're both pretty good, and then I think he's got like two since then.
The thing for me though is that Gilmour Pink Floyd for me that was Pink Floyd because
that's when
I
you
was
were coming of age.
That
sure.
was when Floyd was on the
Dogs
air.
Of War.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then by the time Division Bell came out, I was like, what's going on here? And then you get into the
you never
early
got
stuff
into
from
Endless
the
River?
No, what's that?
That's the last thing that they put out, which was basically all just instrumental.
Yeah, no, why would I do that?
For Thanksgiving after you've dosed everybody.
Okay, all right. I'm on board.
Find a reason for it.
Five.
Number five.
You know what song that Chinese fella likes so much from the Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Waiting for the worms. It's a deep cut, but
and
I did
worms
it. I did it, Floyd fans.
Ate into your brain.
Do the Pink Floyd fans have a name like Parrot Heads or Manilows? Is there a name for the collective?
Fanilows is what
Fanilows,
it is.
Fanilows. Right. Fanilows.
Durannies.
do the Pink Floyd fans have a name? They should. I mean that's a big fan base.
Like Floydian Slips.
Oh, I like that. Good stuff. Number five, do we do
five?
Yeah. Five.
Finally,
do the bird.
Mime is magic. Finally, number five. It's going to be time to get your Christmas tree here pretty soon. If you haven't already,
do they have mime kits that you can sell somebody?
Mime kits?
Yeah,
like from the people at Klutz. You can just do it on your own. Like, how, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm just wondering if there's such a thing that you can. It's like,
here, I got you a mime kit for Christmas.
Mime kit for Christmas? There's nothing in here.
I'd like you to, you know, perform, but not talk, is what I'd like.
That's what I want.
It would be white. It would be like white makeup face makeup, right?
I guess.
There you go. And it comes with a wall and a wind machine, but just in your brain.
Guitar solo!
Hey, man! North Texas, this story comes to us from Dallas, but it really, I think, is happening all across the country. There's going to be fewer Christmas trees this year. And the reason why may shock you.
The week before Thanksgiving, and already some growers are sounding an alarm about a possible live Christmas tree shortage. We sent our Robbie Owens to check it out and find out the real answer. She's live for us in Dallas. Really? Shortage?
Really, Robbie?
Doug, don't panic. No one's canceling Christmas, but some sellers say if you have to have
evergreen
tree, then you should probably shop early because those taller, special trees, they're going to go fast. Like, I want this one right here.
No, you don't. Hey, that thing's 30 feet
Whether
tall.
It's the
chilly temps or the 10-foot-tall blow-up Santa.
Always one, sometimes two, depending on just how festive we're going to be.
Suddenly, it doesn't seem too soon to start thinking about the Christmas tree.
We always shop for our tree early just in order to beat the rush. We've kind of got a system set out where we like to get it right before Thanksgiving and right after Thanksgiving, get it all decorated and to start the holiday season early.
Thanks for breaking down how you do a Christmas tree. Now I got it figured out. Thanks, fella.
I like to get my trees early, and we get them.
Maybe
we, like
them we might get one, two, three, four of them, depending on how excited we are about it. I'm pretty amped right now.
This is from the CBS station in Dallas-Fort Worth, Channel 11. This is really a 20-second story, but she is going to pad it out.
But
we haven't even gotten to the reason I'm playing
this.
Okay,
what is the reason?
Pliers warn that procrastinating this year could cost you.
Originally, the grower said, sounds good, John, we'll get you your entire order. And then as it got closer, to November, they all of a sudden started saying, look, we just don't have enough trees to fill everybody's order.
How do you not know that? How do you not know that? Like, how much does a tree grow? How much does a Christmas tree grow in a month?
There's more to this. But you're getting there. But this isn't even why we're playing this. But I want to unpack this, but just let me get through this here. But you're absolutely right. The questions you're asking are the right questions.
Do you know what that sounds like? That guy who's the supplier of the Christmas tree, I wonder if they used to work in radio sales.
Out-of-state growers are being tempted by faster-growing, more profitable crops like hemp, which is used to make CBD oil.
Because if you're a farmer, why not grow carrots or hemp or hazelnuts, which are much easier, quicker turnaround, and it's not as big of an investment.
So how tall? No one's buying hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts.
Demand for hemp and CBD oil could result in a Christmas tree shortage.
It's a Christmas miracle. So, no one is suffering from arthritis anymore.
Let me shoot some holes in this guy's story, and you're the one that pointed it out. The Christmas tree that you go and get this year, if you get a live Christmas tree, that was planted 11 years ago.
Right.
Well, before all this CBD stuff was going.
Quite a while ago.
Granted,
those plants can grow quicker than a Christmas tree.
Okay, so if you have Christmas trees, and you have a Christmas tree farm, and you have trees that are like 5 years along, are you just going to go...
Chop them all down
and put CBD oil up? You're not doing that, are you?
And if this guy was telling you everything's going to be okay back in October.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
It does sound like the kind of stuff they would do to us all the time.
Exactly.
No, there should be no problem with the Christmas trees. But Christmas trees are not, this is not a succulent. These things take years and years to grow.
They do.
Last year, there was a bit of a shortage. There was one local tree farm that didn't have any trees because, like, 7 years ago, there was a drought.
And that's what I did.
That's how that
works.
I
heard a story, now that it might have been more of a local one, that basically there is going to be a shortage of trees that we won't really catch up to. Now, I don't know if we'll notice it, because obviously if you get your tree, then you're not going to notice it.
Right.
Although, I guess they were saying that the price is going to be a little more expensive, that it's going to take 2 or 3 years to get back to where we need to be.
Yeah, that's what that happens.
You know what? I'll wait it out. If it was up to me, I'd wait it out, but I don't...
You're telling me I can have a Christmas tree or some CBD oil? You know, I'm good. I'll do the CBD oil.
You know what? I'll take its brother. You know, there's no reason to refine it down to CBD oil.
You know.
I'll just, you just clip that off and throw that my direction. And I'll battle the psychoactive agent on my own, okay?
Retailers are saying their orders this year have been cut by almost 30% by farmers who can't fill the demand because of how much more profitable and easier it is to grow hemp.
Does Kitty like Thanksgiving?
CBD oils. I don't know. She can't. Not usually.
What did you say she likes?
She does like Capriati's turkey.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know that she likes...
Your turkey.
My turkey.
Capriati's turkey.
And I'll tell you what might be the difference is they use butter balls.
They know what they're doing.
Well, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're butterball
turkeys.
They
use butter balls, and I tend to go for a little bit cheaper bird.
I gotcha.
Although this year, again, there's no bird, really. It's just like we're having basically sandwiches. That's going to do it for the top five things, I'm afraid.
The top five things podcast.
This was fun.
It was a good time. Mm. It was a Spanksgiving Day spooktacular miracle. is what it was.
I do have one more thing, but sure. Tell us this, and then I've got some Thanksgiving stories I want to share.
I'm going to mention Capriati's and the fact that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade butterball turkeys.
Hmm.
And then the roast beef are hand pulled daily as well. Enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Don't forget the gift cards now that the holiday season is upon us. Anytime is a good time to get a Capriati's gift card because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. And when you do that, you can order a medium sub and you'll only pay for the price of a small one.
I do have, this is a story that's on BuzzFeed of stories of Thanksgivings that have gone horribly wrong. They asked their readers to share stories of Thanksgivings where things went weird. Thanksgiving, I know there's a lot of people that are dreading it because you have to hang out with family members you may not agree with.
Now, what is my Thanksgiving Day tradition?
Well,
you should know this.
Every year, you make a broth thing that makes people sick.
No, that's not true. Vintage. I make my grandmother's cabbage.
Your grandmother's cabbage.
But what's my other tradition?
Your other tradition is you don't put on pants the whole day.
I only listen to live music.
Oh, right.
Live recordings.
That's great. So what do you have planned for this year? Do you have like a
secret
playlist ready to go?
Secret Policeman's ball.
The Amnesty International thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I might morph that into John Lennon and Elton John at Madison Square Garden on Thanksgiving, 1974.
No,
I've got
no
that
kidding.
Album. Well, oh, you know what? I might not. I gave those albums away. Oh, well.
I'm sure you can find them.
It was a dumb tradition anyway.
You can find them online, I bet.
Oh, what a stupid tradition.
Oh, I like that tradition. I'd forgotten you did that. That's fun. I'll be listening to Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
At high noon?
Yeah. No, that's the dumbest, worst song ever.
One of these days you'll come around to it. You've come around to so much more.
There are limits to my madness, to my maturity. These are stories of Thanksgiving that have gone horribly wrong. You ever have a Thanksgiving go sideways? I know you had a 40th birthday go sideways.
Yeah.
I've certainly had Christmases where things went weird in a hurry.
Yeah, I know,
but
you
Thanksgiving,
have.
Thanksgiving, though, I feel
Thanksgiving.
Like...
Thanksgiving. I mean, I did a Thanksgiving once just by myself.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
I did that one year when I first moved here, and it was okay.
I did one out in Phoenix by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Got through it.
Yeah. These are readers on BuzzFeed sharing their horror stories. Here's one. My grandpa backed up the toilet and ended up flooding the bathroom. The smell was so bad we couldn't even finish Thanksgiving dinner at our house.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is not going to save that.
I was in charge of making the pumpkin pie, and I must have switched the salt and sugar because my cousin said it tasted saltier than the Atlantic Ocean, and now no one lets me bake for the holidays anymore. Not bad. At Thanksgiving dinner years ago, there was a huge family fight, and my uncle angrily chopped the turkey in half and left carrying his half.
I'll take this side.
I'm leaving, but not without my turkey, goddammit. How about this? My grandmother accidentally stabbed my great-grandmother in the arm at dinner. She was gushing blood but refused to go to the hospital and instead just wrapped an entire roll of paper towels around the wound.
I tell you what, I don't know that that's a good idea. You don't clot at that advanced age the way you typically do.
The family swears to this day that my grandmother did it on purpose.
She knows why. Well... She's not talking, and neither is great-grandma.
It was my aunt's turn to host Thanksgiving one year, and she decided to surprise us by making the entire meal vegan, saying she just thought she'd try something different.
Mm-hmm.
We all ended up at Denny's. But my favorite is this one. Reader remembers, I was feeling queasy Thanksgiving when I was about 5, so I only took one bite of my turkey leg. Well, my grandmother didn't like that one bit.
Mm.
The next Thanksgiving, everyone got a full, freshly cooked spread, and I got a turkey leg with one bite taken out of it from the freezer.
What a vindictive woman.
Finish that.
Finish this first.
6-year-old nightmare.
Now, we're not going to necessarily, I'll be probably having a couple adult drinks this evening or whatever. But,
ditto.
But tonight, of course, for all the young people.
Yeah, blackout Wednesday.
The people in their 20s.
Yeah.
This is the night to go get it.
Yeah, this is the biggest bar night of the year.
Bar night of the year. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is wake up, shake it off, and they've got a big giant spread waiting for you.
I'm telling you, when I worked in the beer industry, this was the day where the bar owners would just go, here it comes.
They are hurting.
We got it. Well, they are hurting. Yeah, they make more money tonight than they do any night of the year.
Yeah, that's the big
one. Unless it's like a Super Bowl with a local team.
Uh-huh.
Tonight's the big night, so have fun.
Stay off the streets.
I'll be in my garage.
Good for you.
I've got beer in the fridge.
And what are you going to watch? What are you going to watch? Some White Sox game on tape?
I haven't really given that money. I don't know. I don't know what I'll watch. I don't think things through.
Decades, maybe? Decades TV? You can take in some Rowan and Martin laugh-in? Or
is that on the air or is that on cable? Decades TV? Do I need to rescan? I don't think
you
I could, get that one.
You might get it on. You should rescan it. You might get it. If it's cable for like MediaCom, I think it's 133.
Yeah, I haven't had MediaCom for a long time. I just do over the air now.
I still pay for it. I just don't get it.
I don't understand how that works.
That's the deal. That's the deal they have for you.
Guys, as we say Thanksgiving tomorrow, as we reflect on the things that we're thankful for, Darren and I would be remiss if we didn't thank you for listening to the show, for subscribing, for all of your support through the years. Thanks for the laughs.
And I guess we say goodbye to November as well. The next time we'll be talking to you, we will be the Decemberists.
Isn't that crazy? Until we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.